and welcome to this week's episode of Educating Josh, the New Year episode.
New Year's Eve edition, bitches.
How was your New Year, guys?
It was amazing.
Was it?
Yes.
Good.
To be fair, Luke, let's be honest, we've not had it yet, guys. It's still December. We're sat in a studio recording for the New Year. But we still wanted you to have an episode of the podcast, so it's not actually the New Year.
Firstly, a big happy new year to all of you listening to the podcast. And as we did last week, Josh and I brought our favourite stories of the year. And this week, James and Lucy are going to bring their favourite stories of the year. So, James, what was your favourite story of the year?
My favourite story of the year was back in August, and we did a story about Jack Whitehall playing a gay character. And we had special guest Elle Mills on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had Elle Mills on, and she was one of my favourite guests. And so, yeah, it was one of my favourite stories.
Yeah, I wasn't there for that one.
I'm sorry, Lucy.
Amazing.
But it was a good one. This story is from The Times. The headline is, "Anger as Disney casts straight actor Jack Whitehall in gay role." So the three things you need to know. Number one, the British comedian who previously dated the actress Gemma Chan will star alongside Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt in Jungle Cruise. A source told The Sun that Whitehall's character would be a hugely effete, very camp, and very funny, and confirmed he is playing a gay man. The news has led some people to ask why a gay actor wasn't cast for the role. Could they seriously not pick someone actually gay, one person tweeted? But others are warning about the dangers of calling for gay roles to only be played by gay actors, since it can lead to typecasting. Jonah Ford said calling for gay actors to play gay roles will limit gay actors only to gay roles. He said what mattered was if the performance was believable. So the question to you, Josh, is it okay that Jack Whitehall has been cast to play a gay character?
20 seconds, Josh. Go.
Yeah, of course it is. I think that's fine. I genuinely don't have a problem with that. Like, can you imagine if only straight people were allowed to play straight characters?
It is different.
That would be awful. Why is it different?
I feel it is different because this is similar to what we were talking about at Summer in the City, really, isn't it? It's sort of, for me, it's like, there's been a significant lack of gay characters over the course of the last 50 years of film or whatever. And so, see, I'm struggling with this because I sort of disagree with myself, but I'm going to try and get this thought out of my brain and then we'll all fight me again.
You can fight yourself.
I can. I'm doing it right now. And so over the course of the last 50 years, there have been gay actors who are going up for roles who have been told that they're too gay to play a straight role.
So
now that there's finally a demand for gay characters, and that's the thing as well, is gay is sort of irrelevant, is it not? Because what you choose to have sex with is sort of irrelevant.
Do you know what? I've got a bigger problem with the fact that he's playing a gay man. Unless that's important to the story, why are they shouting out about that?
This is the first openly gay character in a Disney movie.
Okay.
So that's why.
But is the fact that this person is openly gay in the movie important to the story?
I think it's like,
or is this Disney doing another?
Well, I don't know.
Now, this is where you get into a funny area, because the fact that he is camp does play a strong role in the story. I'm not sure. We don't know yet.
What's camp?
Camp is like flamboyant.
Oh, like the boisterous
person.
And so it's almost like we are making, or the general society is making, a direct link between campness and gayness, which is not necessarily there.
True. And that is a stereotype as well. And that's not very good. If they're going, oh, he's very camp and very funny. Oh, yeah, of course he's gay.
And Jack Whitehall is
awful.
Very camp.
He is very camp. He's also very funny. I think he's brilliant. But like, I don't know. That seems, why would they cast such a stereotypical gay person?
Well, they didn't, because they cast a straight
because
man.
Why would they write such a stereotypical gay character?
Well, because they're representing all different types of people, and those kind of people do exist.
Yeah, those two people. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And because Disney wants to appeal to the current wave of enthusiasm for the LGBT community, so they can monetize it.
Yeah. It's all about monetization. I don't see a problem with it at all. I think that, you know, to be fair, if you are gay, then you've had a life experience that should then put you at an advantage when you're playing a gay character. You should be able to draw on experiences and emotions and a way of being that gives you an advantage in that audition. But people will have auditioned. I guess where it's annoying here is that I doubt Jack Whitehall was involved at the very beginning of the audition process. Do you know what I mean? He's a name already. So they've gone, yeah. He'd be good.
Yeah.
So I think it's less that he's camp and whatever. It's more that they're like, they're trying to get a name in the film that would work. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't get it. But also, they'd have been celebrated if they had cast someone that was gay. So maybe...
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? And I'm partly quite surprised that Jack Whitehall took this role, because he must have known this would happen. Surely.
Probably,
because
yeah.
of what, like, Scarlett Johansson's situation. Yeah. Like, there's so many... Yeah, it's not like recent, this yeah. is unprecedented, is it?
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Al?
I'm split. Because I see both sides, but I lean more towards what Josh is saying. I think it's okay. Because, like, you can't, like... He's an actor. It's a role. He's acting. Who cares what his sexuality is?
Yeah.
But I guess the thing that's holding me back is because it is, like... the first openly gay character, and like I feel like I understand where people are coming from, like, and there are a lot of actors who are gay that do not get casted as a straight character because they are too flamboyant
or they're scared to come out as gay because they think it will affect their career.
That not then mean that they're not a good actor?
Yeah,
if you're gay and very camp and you can't tone it down and play a straight man, then you can't play those characters, and that sucks, but sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I think this has less... I don't know. I think he should play it because obviously his performance is probably going to be really good. I don't know.
Yeah, he's quite a camp man, yeah.
I think what I... Because again, it's sort of like I'm against it. Well, I mean, what do you think, James? Because at the moment, I need an ally. Come on.
I see the outrage. I see why people... Because this is Disney's first openly gay, first written for the role gay character. And they've just kind of like dipped their toe in the water and go, oh, we'll just hire a straight actor. It's fine. That's how it seems on the surface with the announcement of it.
Yeah.
I do, however, also see the other side in that this angers me less than, say, if it was, let's say, originally a role for a black person or a person of color that was then rewritten for a white person. Or if it was like a...
Like Scarlett Johansson.
Or like Scarlett Johansson. If it was a trans character that was played by... the cis person, that kind of angers me more.
Or an Asian person played by Scarlett Johansson.
But yeah, sexuality is just not it's a thing that, you know, actors are actors. Of course they can...
Yeah, you can't play... A white person can't play a black person.
Well, they did.
And a white person...
In the past.
But they shouldn't.
Why? Exactly. Why? By this logic, why not?
Because
it's just a character trait, right?
I don't think we're quite there yet. when everything's okay and people haven't been offended in the way that they have.
But that's what's happened to the LGBT community.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing. And I see this as sort of like Disney are coming in and they are going, okay, this is a marginalized group who we're going to monetize. I think part of the issue here is that it's being monetized. They're going to give nothing back to that group.
Yeah, but gay is a sexuality. It's
not choice. It's the same thing as a...
Yes, exactly. But how do you know someone's gay until they've told you, unless you're drawing on the stereotypes, which are very easy to act?
Well, I think that's why it was kind of relevant that his dating history, he has said he is straight.
Yeah.
And so... I'm more surprised at him having being a straight...
I think there's nothing wrong with it, but it's almost like you're kind of disappointed, like, because it was a nice opportunity. It's like, come on, Disney.
It was a nice...
I agree with that.
You know, they had a really nice opportunity to kind of do something good for a community that's at the moment just making strides in the press, and people are waking up and becoming really aware of it, and it's just this amazing kind of movement that's happening at the moment. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just had this huge opportunity to do something huge and they didn't.
Yeah.
But if they had cast a gay person, we'd be doing this article and I'd be going, hey, they're jumping on that free press.
They're jumping on
the bandwagon.
That was a really great story, and we loved having Elle Mills on the show. Hopefully we can get her back one day in the new year. Lucy, what was your favourite story of the year?
So my favourite story, I mean, there were loads, but the one I enjoyed the most was the one about gambling we did the other day, and I think it was the only story, or one of the only stories, where I felt like I had a good shot at educating.
We really butted heads on that story, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was so much fun.
I think it's one of the ones where we debated the most as well. Yeah. I think because you've done so much research.
Well, it's a topic that's close to home.
Yeah.
I was really passionate about it.
Yeah.
But
that really comes through, I think, in that episode. Do you know what? That's probably one of my favourite as well. Definitely.
How lovely. Yeah. And I love the way that after the podcast, we were like, yes, and high five.
Is that what happens when you butt heads with Josh? When I butt heads with Josh, I go home and feel sad.
I have to call him and then we just say how much we love each other for 10 minutes and then it's okay.
Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to your story, Lucy.
My headline comes from The Guardian. Sports minister resigns over delay to gambling curb. Here are the three things that you need to know, Josh.
Yes.
Sports Minister Tracy Crouch has resigned after the government delayed plans to further regulate fixed odd betting terminals like slot machines. Her plan was to reduce the maximum bet from £100 to £2. The delay, which will allow betting shops to collect an extra £900 million from the machines, sparked outcry amongst campaigners and MPs. Gambling with Lives Group wrote that the machines were an instrumental factor in our children's deaths, and that the delay will cause tens of thousands more young people to become addicted and dozens of gambling-related suicides. So, my question for you, Josh, is, should the government be doing more to control gambling?
20 seconds, Josh. Go.
I don't think they should. I think gambling's already set at 18. And I think that when you're 18, you should really be aware of the risks of things. Maybe they should do more to educate, but I don't think they should be doing more to control it.
You know what, Josh? I'm really annoyed because most of my research was down the line of no, and now I'm going to have to put a little bit of my tiny research on yes and
stretch
that out.
What, you were thinking no as well?
I was thinking basically... No, I was thinking that Josh would say yes and that I would have to convince him no.
He doesn't believe in a nanny state.
Damn it. Well, it was just the more interesting one to research.
I think you're wrong, but I could have predicted your answer to that.
I think it's a very easy answer to predict.
So, Hannah, you think he's wrong? Lead with that, please.
Oh, God. Well, I'm not the one that's done research on this. I just think that the effects of gambling, like a gambling addiction, are horrendous.
Absolutely.
And I think Josh is right in that definitely more education is needed. That isn't happening right now. I don't remember ever being taught about
really
gambling
about
or anything like that. Are we allowed to name brands?
Mm-hmm.
No.
As long as it's not labelless, yeah.
One of my favourite things is that the betting agency Lads Broke is literally, it's what it says on the tin. It's like, lads are broke. why does anyone ever bet with them when it's just like, this is what's going to happen to you?
there's a side of betting that's really fun. I think, you're watching a football game, you put £2 on it, it does make it a little bit more interesting when you're down the
pub. And I've been to Vegas and I love blackjack.
Yes, blackjack is a lot of fun.
But I do think that there needs to be something. And I think that this law sounds good. It's a shame that it's been delayed.
So I think, to be honest, I do agree with the law. I'm kind of confusing myself. Like, so going back on it, what you're saying is at the moment you can bet £100 on like a slot machine.
Yes.
And you're reducing it down to two.
In the long run, nobody wins apart from the companies on that one, because they're fixed odds.
Well, yeah, so they're fixed odds, which means there's a definite amount that will go back to the gambling company every time. And so I think that's where the issue comes, because we see gambling as like, oh, maybe I'll win, maybe the government will win, maybe the company will win, right? And there's an element of chance. But in this, while there is an element of chance per game, there is literally zero chance that the company will lose out because it's fixed odds.
Yeah, but I do think that you wouldn't be able to do that for everything. Like, casinos aren't going to turn around and place their maximum bet at £100. So you're talking about these machines.
But I do think that a lot more needs to change than just the fixed odd betting terminals. I have got such strong opinions about gambling.
Do share.
Because the companies are absolutely awful. Someone very close to me got fairly addicted to gambling, and it was a huge issue. And it was the emails. So you'd sign up for all of these set amounts, like free bets from all these different online companies, and then they'd send you more. And then if you stopped gambling for a while, they'd send you more. If you made big losses, then they'd send you more.
But that's the same with everything.
No, it was disgusting. And then to cancel their account, they had to actually manually write an email or something. You couldn't just cancel your account, and the account stayed live. Honestly, it's so dark.
That's
and
got
dirty.
To have like complications of GDPR now, surely.
Yeah,
like,
that might have been just before GDPR.
And also, I guess, yeah, but again, going back to Hannah's nanny state, like, your friend decided to place bets. Your friend is a very capable person, I assume. Are they...
Do you know how addiction works? Capable people get addicted to things all of the time.
Okay, food's addictive. Are you going to ban it?
This is very different. We need food to live. We don't need gambling to live.
But we also have the right to do something that you enjoy, and one person not.
Yeah, but it needs to be ethical.
By that argument, Hannah, alcohol's addictive. Are you going to ban that? Paracetamol is addictive. Are you going to ban that?
No, it's just going to be controlled, so it's not as easy for everyone to access.
Sure, and it is. And it is controlled. It's 18. You have to be 18 to gamble.
No, but once you're over this threshold of 18. It's a free-for-all. It shouldn't be like that. There are 400,000 people in the UK with serious problematic gambling addictions. Mm-hmm. 2 million people are at risk of becoming addicted. Think of the link to suicide. Think of the link to mental health. This is such a big issue. People are destroying their lives.
Yeah. And it doesn't just affect the people who are addicted. It affects their families and their friends because they end up lying and stealing money in order to feed that addiction.
And then the deeper you get, the more you feel like you need to gamble more.
Yes. Okay. So... I fully understand.
And there are companies profiting from this.
Sure, sure. Well, I don't think Josh doesn't understand that.
Yes, I do completely understand that.
I think the issue here is a much deeper issue, is that the real moral issue we are having here is what Lucy said, was Lucy said, these companies are awful. Well, companies don't exist to be morally right.
So, yeah, they're not.
Companies exist to make money, and they find ways to exploit people to make money. So the issue you have is with capitalism.
Because, I always have an issue
with capitalism. So that's the issue you have, and you can't expect, maybe you want to expect, and it would be nice if companies acted morally, but there's no law in place to do that. And so I agree, I would never exploit somebody like this.
Just because we've been dealt a shit sandwich of like some of the things that capitalism has done, such as companies wanting to profit off the awful like misfortune of lots of people. Mm-hmm. But just because that is just something that happens with capitalism, that doesn't mean that we have to deal with that, and doesn't mean that there aren't things that we can do to regulate and to make it better for people.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be banned. I'm not talking about banning gambling.
We already do a hell of a lot to regulate and control gambling.
No, seeing it firsthand, not enough is done. Gambling is absolutely fine.
Like, what would you do like more?
Control how much they can contact people. If somebody is obviously a problematic gambler, contact needs to stop. How do they do that? You can tell when someone is.
That's absolutely ridiculous. A company is there. They've set up a system.
Algorithms can tell like who you are, where you're from, and everything. Now they can definitely tell because the problematic ones, they advertise to them more.
And they can do that. They do the same thing online that they do in casinos. Do you know about like the psychology of casinos? So there's no natural light. There's no windows. So you have no idea what time it is. There's no clocks in casinos. And they have got cameras on you constantly. So as soon as they see that you're losing, they monitor you and they start to monitor your behaviors of like when you'd stop betting. And as soon as it looks like you've maybe made a few losses and you're about to get up and go, someone will come over to you and offer you a free drink.
Yeah. But is that not the same thing online? Tesco's put their more expensive brands where they make a bigger profit directly in the middle shelf in your eye line. The cheaper brands are on the bottom and are harder to reach to because physically have to bend over.
Yeah, dealing with addicts.
Exactly.
But it's the same thing. You're talking about the way that we market things to people. Yeah, it's tricksy and it does work. But why, if your business is gambling, you can employ the same tactics.
It's an ethical responsibility to avoid addiction developing and also becoming more and more problematic.
It's quite funny because I wouldn't be opposed to gambling not existing, for example. You know, there's a lot of countries where gambling is just completely banned. It's not allowed.
No, that would have huge impacts. We get so much taxation from it. And gambling is a good form of entertainment if it's done in a controlled way.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be opposed to that. But I don't like it. I don't understand what you're saying here.
I understand your point. I think what you're trying to get to, Josh, is that you should. If you're so against gambling shouldn't exist. You shouldn't put sort of arbitrary, randomly assigned.
Yeah, it's like your arguments for it are going. Yeah, but they're employing very clever marketing tactics to keep you there. Yeah, they are because they're very good at their job and they're doing what they want.
They're very irresponsible tactics.
It's not their responsibility.
No,
and
but
the
I
thing
think
that
it
you're forgetting
be.
Is that the person has chosen
be
to be there
I
as
think,
well.
Yes, but with addiction. Are you really choosing to be there? I think there needs to be a responsibility for
alcohol's,
the company.
Alcohol's addictive. The way alcohol is marketed is using your wants and needs for that drink. But are you going to outright ban alcohol?
In all fairness, though,
I'm not saying ban
marketing
gambling.
For alcohol is controlled.
And so that's sort of a funny...
But the marketing for gambling is as well. And actually, where you're talking about it being marketed is very specifically in a casino.
I'm talking about direct marketing.
And in a casino. And to be fair, I'm sorry to your friend, but they signed up for those emails. They decided to sign up for those emails. And they also walked into that casino. So if you've walked into a casino, you've already made the decision to walk into a casino. There's...
For me, it's not a casino. For me, the issue is online gambling because it's accessible at any time, any day, 24/7. You then have a direct relationship with the company. And I listened to a documentary on Radio 4 the other day, and of the addicts who had literally, their lives had been destroyed. And I'm not saying they've destroyed their lives because I don't believe they had. I think their lives were destroyed by these companies just targeting the vulnerable. They really, really are.
I'm really lost on this one because I've got like two different opinions.
I agree that's horrible, Lucy. I do completely agree that is a massive shame. But I don't know whether marketing for anything is done like that. So you can't,
But you're driving people to commit suicide. The amount of deaths related to gambling.
I think this is why this conversation will go nowhere unless we attack the sort of lower down thing. Is that you believe they are targeting them to commit suicide? Josh does not believe they are targeting. They're targeting them to be a customer of their business.
Full well what that leads to.
They know full well what it can lead to.
Yeah,
they don't. It doesn't. It's says,
not a definite. There are plenty of people that are capable of gambling.
Of gambling related suicides. There are hundreds of thousands of gambling customers. And now I would never open a gambling business. I would never profit off somebody being addicted to something. But the point is that Josh is making, and that I sort of understand as well, is that you can't expect something that doesn't have to act morally.
To act morally.
Want to earn money, and people run businesses, and you have to work out better ways to do that. Now, the better way to do that would be to educate people to not do these things.
It's like asking...
No, I don't think so. I think I grew up being told don't gamble, and I see my close friends and family, predominantly male actually, being told this all their life, not gambling, and then deciding, actually, I will.
Sure, but Lucy, gambling marketing exists everywhere. You see it. You're not a gambling addict. I'm not a gambling addict. Now, you could say that that's down to privilege, maybe, but I want more money. I would love more money. Yeah. I have been gambling. I went gambling with Charlie Simpson from Busted once. That's my fun anecdote where he lost £500 and I got £250. Goodbye.
I'm not sure how good a comparison this will be, but the thing that comes to my mind is cigarettes and smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And how well regulated that is, how we've not banned it because that's ridiculous and the tax.
Well, is it ridiculous?
Yes, it's completely ridiculous.
Let's stick on focus.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the fact that,
there's no marketing.
You can't advertise it. And also all of the packaging has like warning messages and pictures on it. And so why can't you have like things like that? Like if you go on a gambling website, there are like the ads on it are like for help. Or like for support or for information and things like that.
I think that this is a good start, but I think it's more about attacking, and it is literally attacking those who are problematic, because they sense when somebody is developing a problem and then they send more and more. The thing is, I heard an anecdote the other day from a friend. There was someone who was really, really, it was a farm worker, really, really good at gambling, earning like 10k extra on top of his salary just mm-hmm. from doing it, and they banned him. When you get too good, they ban you, but when you get too problematic, they literally don't care. They welcome it and they want more and more and more. Mm-hmm. That is not ethical, and that needs to be controlled.
All right, so Josh, at the start of this story, you had this to say.
I don't think they should. I think gambling's already set at 18. And I think that when you're 18, you should really be aware of the risks of things. Maybe they should do more to educate, but I don't think they should be doing more to control it.
How do you feel about that, Josh?
Yeah, I think I absolutely still agree with that. Only because I think the control, one, it's just a thing that I'm not comfortable, which is a control as opposed to education. But two, I think more education is definitely needed, and I don't think control would be better in the long run.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Okay, and to wrap up the show, I'm going to ask our lovely group, including myself, what are your New Year's resolutions for the show? Not in general, just on the show. Okay, firstly, Lucy.
Okay, let me see if I can...
By the way, from last week's episode when I had this pointing stick, I've got the pointing stick out. I'm pointing around.
He's pointing at everyone. It's very menacing.
It's quite distracting. Anyway. my New Year's resolution is to make sure I don't let myself not understand news stories, because I have this really bad habit of hearing news stories and thinking, oh, I'll just research it later. No, I want to understand it in the moment so I can talk about it.
My New Year's resolution is I want to actually educate Josh, because I found it really difficult. Not because I'm bad or Josh is bad, just because we come at life from completely different angles, and I think I need to better understand Josh's psyche in the new year so I can sort of dig down and delve into his subconscious and find out where we do agree on something, because often we disagree, but I think everyone has something they do agree on really deep down, and if I can find that in Josh's head, I can exploit it for a better show.
But I disagree. I think you already do on a big way as well, because like, it's not about being right or wrong. If the most open and best way of being is about being open, I think it's less about educating someone and having to feel that justice in feeling like, oh, my version of what I thought was right, and that's true because this person agreed with me.
Sure.
And I think that leads quite nicely into my own resolution, which is I need to be okay with people not agreeing with me, because I take it as a personal frustration when people can't see something the way that I do. And I know in my head, if I've thought about something enough, sometimes I come from a big place of ignorance, but if I have given something time and thought, I tend to have a pretty good grasp of it and a good view on it. I think it's quite open and non-judgmental, but I do feel sometimes it's like a personal thing to make other people agree with me. And I think actually, if I look at my own idealism, then that doesn't have to happen. It's more important to nurture differences in opinion and be challenged and be happy with that. So I think that's really, really important.
James?
Wow, that's nice.
That was really deep.
That was really
deep.
That was really thought-provoking. What's mine?
Follow that one, James.
I can't follow that one. Mine's just going to be rubbish. My New Year's resolution is to kind of find new ways of exploring stories, I guess, because I feel sometimes we get into the same kind of arguments over and over. So I want to try. Maybe that's through like stats and more research, or maybe that's through asking people in my life if they have opinions on stories. I don't know, but just try and bring new angles to stories, I guess.
That's really interesting. Yeah, let us know,
because we get a lot of comments on Twitter and someone will just throw a spanner in the works that like is a completely different view to everything we've talked about, and
yeah,
I find that really interesting.
Yeah, do people prefer listening to opinion-based stuff or factual?
And I think this leads me on really nicely to the final message I'd like for the show is that if you're listening and you think there's things we could do to improve the show, then tweet us, then send us information.
Like, let us love, know.
We haven't been doing this for 20 years. We haven't got teams of producers behind us telling us lovely producer Jack, but he's not a team. He's a human being.
He's one human.
And so we'd love to know what you think we could do to improve the show.
Oh yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I think that's a really good message, Luke.
Thank you. Well, that's it for today's episode. We will see you in the new year for series 2. What do you want, Lucy?
My joke of the week.
Sorry. Sorry.
You forget every week.
I do.
Lucy looked so offended. Did you forget my joke of the week?
This one is dog related.
Okay, well, I apologise profusely. Please.
Okay. This joke... This joke came from Reddit. Why are dogs afraid of going to space? This is such a you joke.
I want to get it. I want to understand it.
I don't know, Lucy. Why are dogs afraid of going?
Because they're scared of the vacuum.
Yes! 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 Wow! Amazing! Well done. I'm so impressed.
Well, thank you.
I think Luke's just had his final episode of the year.
The final episode of the year, feeling the happiest he's ever felt.
I literally feel so good right now. Well, okay, can I end the show now? Is that allowed?
Yes.
All right, well, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Educating Josh. We'll see you in the new year for Series 2 of Educating Josh. Thank you, and goodbye.
Happy New Year.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.